Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. It is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2013. On today's show, I'll be talking with actor Justin Bartha from the hit NBC show, The New Normal. Justin will be stopping by to talk about the season finale of the show, which airs tonight, and what we can expect from the upcoming release of the final installment of the Hangover franchise. The Hangover Part 3 will be released in theaters this year, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after these messages, so stay tuned.
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff.
Like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you.
Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where my special guest will be actor Justin Bartha. If you are a fan of the Hangover movie and a fan of the hit NBC comedy, The New Normal, then you know who my guest is. Justin plays Doug on the highest-grossing R-rated comedy of all time, The Hangover and Hangover Part 2, and now he plays David, which is on The New Normal. He plays one half of a Los Angeles couple who seem to have it all. And, you know, he plays a doctor on the show, and he's in a committed, loving relationship with his partner, played by Andrew Reynolds, who happened to be a friend to the show. I interviewed Andrew back in September. And being a gay couple, you know, they're very successful, and they have everything they want in life except one thing. They're missing a baby. So the show is about this couple who happens to run into a woman by the name of Goldie, who happens to be who is a single mother, and she's very fertile, and she agrees to become a surrogate for them. And she comes from the Midwest, and her mother, played by Emmy and Tony Award-winning Ellen Barkin, is on the show, and she's a little, you know, she's very conservative. She's from the old school. She doesn't understand what her daughter is doing. She don't understand the relationship between Justin's character and Andrew's character being this gay couple who wants to raise a baby. So the show is created, and the executive producer is Ryan Murphy, who we all know is the creator of the hit show Glee. And I've been a fan of the show since it premiered last September, and I'm looking forward to talking to Justin to talk about The season finale of the show, the season finale airs tonight at 9 p.m. on NBC. So we're going to talk about what can we expect for the one-hour season finale tonight, and also to talk about what can we expect in the last installment of the Hangover franchise. So I'm looking forward to talking to Justin. But in the meantime, we're going to be Justin should be calling in about 10 minutes to noon. So we'll be waiting on him to call in. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and play some music. I got some Tina Marie, the latest from Tina Marie. I also got some Trey songs. We got some also we got B. Smith. So I got a good array of some hit makers on the show today. Again, we're going to expect a call from Justin Barther between about 10 minutes to 12. So I'm looking forward to that. So stay tuned as we're going to get the show going with the latest from Tina Marie. This is Love Letter. Enjoy.
pocket, count them like a walking bank. Tell me what you drink, tell me what you think. I go get these bottles, we go alcohol and bang. All in all, it's girls, do you hear me? All around the world, city to city. Cheers to the girls, no juice to the guys. Now I got a chicken and a goose and a rack and losing a rack. Hey, man, nigga, you can move to the moon, to the moon, to the bottom, 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 bottom.
Your lips won't. go. Denzel Washington mixed with Al Pacino. We know. Everywhere we go, black and white things with me, tuxedo. I am getting to the free throws. It's a dope car, the same color as the kilo. Slow it down, full speed ahead. The bottom of his shoes are even red. Got numerous positions in the bed. I think we're gonna need another spread. And if your friend ain't pitching in, then we're gonna need another friend. Got your love on blast, I ain't turning down. That's my prerogative like Bobby Brown. What goes around, come back around, now I'm back in town.
Yeah, that was B. Smith and Let Go. And we also had Trey Song featuring Nicki Minaj and Bottoms Up. And we started the hour with the latest from Tina Marie called Love Letter. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. Today is a special morning edition because today I'm going to be welcoming my special guest. You know him from as Doug from all the Hangover movie franchise, and he's also known as the character of David as a gay couple in the new NBC hit show, The New Normal, which also starred Justin Barther, Andrew Reynolds, NeNe Leakes, and Ellen Barkin, and Georgia King, which tonight is the one-hour season finale right on NBC at 9 p.m., so I'm looking forward to that. And we should be expecting him to call in any minute now. We're going to see if he's on the line. Not yet. If you are just tuning in, this is your first time tuning into the show, welcome. This month is That's Entertainment's third year here on the network, so I'd like to thank all my loyal listeners who've been tuning in week after week and from the very beginning to the show. And I also like to thank everyone who follow me on Twitter. If you haven't followed me on Twitter, you can follow me under the name of Stiletto14, Stiletto like the shoe, S-T-I-L-E-T-T-O, and the number 14. And That's Entertainment is also on Twitter. So if you like to follow us, just go to That's Entertain 1. That's THATS, Entertain, and the number 1. And we also have a Facebook page. Please like our page. We're trying to get as many likes as we possibly can. Just go to www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. You'll see a logo with the Hollywood spotlights and the film reels in front. Well, without further ado, let me welcome my special guest, Mr. Justin Bartha from the hit NBC show, The New Normal. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for taking the time out to call in this morning, and welcome to the show.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You know, I am such a big fan of the show. I've been tuning in from the very beginning, and now we're at the one-hour season finale tonight. My question to you is, do you ever expected the show to be this successful, this popular?
Well, I never really think about what the outcome of the show will be. I mean, I hoped that people would like it and be on board. We just try to put on a quality show. We know that people really like to watch the to DVR the show and watch it on the internet and all that stuff, and what we really would love tonight is if people watched it live, because we think that it's the last couple episodes, it's right after The Voice, and I think it would benefit them to watch it live tonight.
Wow. Now, for those who haven't watched the show, can you explain to the listeners about the show and what we can expect without giving too much away about the one-hour season finale?
Absolutely. The show, The New Normal, it's about a couple who just so happens to be gay, and they decide to start a family through surrogacy. And basically the show is about the couple and the surrogate and her family all coming together and how they change each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
tonight they can expect finding out the name of the baby and also a wedding and a birth.
Wow. Now, you know, back in September, I had Andrew on the show, and I know Andrew comes from the Broadway background as yourself, and the question that I ask him, and I'm going to ask you, is that which one do you prefer? Do you prefer being on theater, doing the theater circuit, or do you prefer the movies and television series?
They all have their pluses and minuses. I love them all, and I like to mix it up. I mean, I think variety is the spice of life.
Now, what was it like to work with this incredible cast? You have Ellen Barkin, you have NeNe Leakes, and also you have the creator and the executive producer, Ryan Murphy. What is it like to work with these incredible people?
I mean, it's why I do what I do, is to try to work with all of these brilliant people. So it's a joy. I mean, the quality of the writing is extremely high, and everyone is so talented. So going to work every day is a pleasure.
Wow. Now, we all know you from all the Hangover movie franchise. The Hangover was listed as one of the most highest gross R-rated comedy of all time. And now I believe the third part of the franchise is going to be in theaters later on this year. Were you surprised of that, of the movie success of Hangover?
Yeah, we were all surprised about how successful The Hangover was. And the new one comes out Memorial Day, and it's hilarious. I think people will really love it.
Now, I know that they filmed the movie in different locations. In this third installment, where are you guys going to be? Where is it going to be taking place? Is it going to be back in the States, or where is it going to be taking place?
Yeah, we're going to be in the States. We'll be back in Las Vegas, and a few other places. That'll be a surprise.
Wow! So I know everybody is looking forward to that movie, and I also wanted to talk about the movie that you did with—I can't think of his name—but it was the movie Holy Roller. And
oh yeah, Holy Rollers with Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes. That movie was incredible, and you know, it was the one thing I didn't realize, that the film was based on a true story. And that was a very, very interesting movie. But this is not your first time working with Jesse. You also did some theater with him as well, correct?
Yeah, Jesse, we shot this movie, Holy Rollers, which is something I'm very proud of. It's a great movie. It's about Hasidic Jewish drug dealers, and it's based on a true story. And then Jesse wrote a play called Asuncion that we performed off-Broadway at the Cherry Lane Theater, I believe it was a couple of years ago. And he's actually back at the Cherry Lane Theater with his second play that he's doing right now with Vanessa Redgrave.
Wow. So now that the one-hour season finale has come, is getting ready to come, what do you have planned? What other projects are you going to be working on?
The Hangover Part 3 comes out Memorial Day, so that's the big thing. And then there's a couple other things you'll see down the pike. But right now I'm trying to get everyone to watch The New Normal tonight because we're very proud of that. We're proud of the season, and we think that people will really love the episodes tonight.
Wow. Before I let you go, Justin, can people follow you on Twitter? Do you have a website so fans can keep up with what you're doing and what kind of projects you're going to be working on?
I don't. I don't have Twitter or a website or anything like that, actually. So, unfortunately, the only way to follow me is to watch watch the TV show or the movie and that kind of stuff.
Wow. Oh, right. Okay. So we're going to be looking forward to tonight's show, The New Normal. Everyone comes on tonight. It's the one-hour season finale. That's 9 p.m. Eastern on NBC. And, Justin, you said you also mentioned we can watch it live as well. Correct.
Yes.
Right. Yes. And that's on the NBC website?
No, you watch it on TV right after The Voice tonight.
Okay, right after The Voice. Okay, great. Well, Justin, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with me here on That's Entertainment. And I want to wish you continued success. And we're looking forward to watching the one-hour season finale.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was actor Justin Bartha. Make sure you check out the one-hour season finale of The New Normal, which comes on tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on NBC. And you also want to check out Justin in The Hangover Part 3, which comes out Memorial Day weekend. If you're a big fan of the franchise, definitely tune in to that. Right now we have here 16 minutes left within the show. I'm going to take a commercial break, and I'll be back with some more music, so stay tuned.
Minutes of physical activity a day and eating well can help get your child healthy. So keep them active and eating well every day. Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov. That's letsmove.gov. A message from USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through.
Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. We just finished talking with actor Justin Bartha, who we all know from the Hangover movie Part 1, Part 2. And this summer, Memorial Day weekend, he will be starring again as his character, as the character of Doug in Hangover Part 3, which comes out in theaters this Memorial Day weekend, so definitely check it out. And also tune in tonight for the one-hour season finale of The New Normal, which airs tonight on NBC. It also stars Andrew Reynolds, B.B. Wood, Georgia King, NeNe Leakes, and Ellen Barkin. Again, that's the one-hour season finale right after The Voice at NBC tonight at 9 p.m. So definitely tune in to the show, and it's going to be live. Right now, we got 13 minutes left within the show. If this is your first time tuning into the show, I'd like to say welcome. This is Stats Entertainment, third year here on Blog Talk Radio. So if you like the show and you want to know more about the show, by all means, click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way it'll give you a reminder when I'm on the air live. And also follow us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Just go to www.facebook.com/batsentertainment.radio. Just click on the like button. You'll see the logo with the Hollywood spotlight and the film reels in front. Or you can always type in the search box, That's Entertainment Radio, and just click on the like button. You can also follow us on Twitter at That's Entertain 1. That's THATS Entertain and the number 1. And if you'd like to follow myself, I go by the name of Stiletto 14, Stiletto like the shoe, STILETTO, and the number 14. Right now we got 12 minutes left remaining in the hour, and I just want to make another announcement. That's Entertainment, which is normally broadcast every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m., I will not have a show tomorrow afternoon, but tune in next Wednesday, April 10th at 1 p.m., where I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. Right now, I'm going to we got 11 minutes left within the show. I'm going to play some more music for you if you're just tuning in. If you missed the interview with actor Justin Bartha, you can always check us on iTunes, and you can also listen to us on the archives. Also, if you like us on Facebook, I also post the broadcast show on the Facebook page. So if you missed the interview, you can always check out on iTunes, go back and listen through to the archives, and you can also check us out on Facebook. Right now I'm going to finish the last remaining minutes of the show with some more music. I got the latest from Rayvon, a little bit of Keith Sweat, and John Legend. Enjoy.
My name Wale, you know, Virgo. Look. Special occasion. Yeah, I put that Mac down, right. Put that Mac on, yeah. That mean I got more game than that Capcom, right. I applaud her, yeah. I take my hat off, I give her good wood, she gon' be hacksaw. Ooh. Jim Duggan, Margiela, Eric Keller, work this 7, you get your proof, so stellar, work stellar, and you ain't even gotta add it, might not be your first, but I'm glad it's on that.
Make a fella spend money that he don't got, cause it's that high, better be good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Keith Sweat, a classic from Keith Sweat, and Something Just Ain't Right. And before that, we started with Ray Vaughn, the latest from her, and Better Be Good. Right now, we have here 3 minutes left in the show. I'd like to thank everyone who tuned in this morning to listen to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. If you missed the show, you can always listen to the archive. My special guest was actor Justin Bartha, who we all know from the hit Hangover franchise movies, and also tune in tonight when he's in the one-hour season finale of The New Normal that airs tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on NBC. So I'd like to thank everybody who tuned in. I'm going to close out the show with a classic from John Legend, Green Light. Have a great day, and I'll see you next week. Tune in April 10th when we do it all over again. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, and I'll see you next time. Take care.
Give me the green light, give me just one night. I'm ready to go right now, I'm ready to go right now.
I'm ready to go right now.